the Martha's Vineyard Striped Bass and Bluefish Derby called it a day. Or a month, really. And somewhere offshore, the ones that got away probably got together and partied their tails off. Their adversaries got cleaned up and partied hard, too, at the prize ceremony. Richard won honors for the biggest bass. Brendan won the Junior Grand Slam. Steve won the boat. And the biggest winners of all stayed home. They stayed in hospital, actually, far off island in Maryland and Virginia. Winners like Carla and Tyson and John and Robert and Jerry, Emmanuel and Scott. They didn't catch the biggest fish or the most fish. Some barely knew bait from boats. Doesn't matter. They were winners. Carla won the Derby the moment she saw a sign-up list for an all-expense-paid trip for wounded veterans like herself to go to some kind of Derby on Martha's Vineyard. The staff sergeant had always dreamed of visiting Martha's Vineyard. Tyson won the Derby thanks to his wife, Tara, who signed him up in spite of himself. Who wanted to be bothered with a double amputee? Well, the West Point grad found out that a lot of people wanted to be bothered. John's job in Baghdad was to identify the dead. They weren't always in one piece. He hasn't gotten over it. John came to the Derby to feel normal again, if only for a while. John happens to be a Massachusetts guy. Not that we're partial that way. Robert slept in a coma after a brain injury. Briefly, he was clinically dead. Fishing is a good thing. Doing anything is a good thing. Jerry the sergeant sported shades, not to look cool, but to protect his corneas that were burned in an explosion. But Jerry could still gaze at the waves off Waisqui. Waves are wondrous when you hail from North Texas. Scott may walk with a cane, but the avid angler can wield a rod, too, which is how he nailed the Derby's second biggest striper of the day on his third morning out. Yet Scott would be outdone by Emmanuel, a senior airman with a head injury. His 35-pounder earned him a coveted Derby pin for the catch of the day. Make room in the winner's circle for a boy named Jack. When Jack was just 7, he wished out loud that wounded vets could come to the vineyard and fish in the Derby. A host of grown-ups heard him and made it happen. And the whole island is a winner for his dream.